My father knew a guy from the, what was it, some office managers group, a guy by the name of Ralph Tabakan. And Tabakan was, I don't know, he was selling time on that station. He must have known Harry Heyman, who put it on the air. Might have gone in late May, because I know I heard it, and my dad said, hey, you might want to try that. He knew this guy, Ralph Tabakan, that I mentioned, and he thought he could get me in. I think the reason that Harry Heyman hired me, because he had a daughter that was had Down syndrome or mentally retarded or something, and so he felt a little a kinship for people with disability. So that may be why he gave me that job. I don't know. Harry was an FCC engineer, and he bought this station, and it was a really, you know, spit and wire holding it together, I got to tell you. And his wife, Edith, was the secretary of the station.
Oh.
And it was a little stucco building with two rooms, an office and the studio transmitter room and a bathroom, which was coeducational. And the bathroom had the teletype machine.